Welcome, friends, to Hebrew Nation Online. Oops, gotta shut that other one off, I guess. Sorry. I'm a klutz at this. Just too many complications for this old fella. But anyway, gonna look at some health stuff today in this first segment and try to cover as many topics as possible from media and address questions that may result from that. First of all, this is from my favorite media, one of them, worldnetdaily.com. And because it's a Christian worldview and it gives a lot of truth, and I think that I'm 95 plus percent in favor of all of their information, with few exceptions. This topic here is headlined, Network Health Expert Warns Against COVID Boosters. This is speaking about ABC News Medical Chief Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton on Good Morning America. It was in the context of Dr. Fauci saying we've got to get more people boosted. And in her segment, she said that repeated boostings can actually weaken the immune system. Wow. She said getting a booster shot is not a good idea for older people. She said it is a good idea for older people with chronic conditions. I don't think so. I think she's wrong on that. I think the incidence of high reactions are for older folk who are on multiple drugs for other conditions. This is what Italy found that was 90 percentile of fatalities were in people with comorbidities, presumably taking medication for whether it's heart disease, cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, diabetes, autoimmune problems, etc. It's disastrous on some. One fellow in a nursing home, and by the way, nursing homes have an average of 10 to 13 prescriptions prescribed for them in case they need, some of them are in case, they call it PRN, if needed, for pain, for sleep, for nerves, whatever. But in my opinion, the multiple drugs that these people take, it's one reason why that 50% of the people that go into a nursing home are dead within a year. So not good at all. And I think the context of a booster shot or the COVID shot in the context of so many prescription drugs is just asking and begging for trouble. There was one report of WorldNet Daily where a fellow working in a nursing home saw 32 people die after the shot, and it didn't even make the evening news because that's not their narrative. Biden gave $1 billion to the media to boost the shot, and that you have to understand that that's no way to get the truth. Only the doctors that are willing to lose their licenses or their jobs or look like they're stupid because everybody else is calling them misinformation because they don't go along with the consensus. Well, Christ said, Yeshua said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. You know, if people are going along with something just status quo, I don't think that's good. I think I'm listening to the people that are paying a price. When Christ said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, something is established. The word for witness is martus, martyrs, people who are paying a price for their testimony. And I think we have to do that. The watchman in Ezekiel 33, verse 6, if they see a sword coming or trouble, if they don't warn, blood is on their hands. And I'm saying that from my own perspective. I want to say the truth, and I'm glad I'm not in practice right now. I don't have to worry about what other people are going to say. So anyway, that's just one article. I'm going to look at some others. I'm going to close the screen so I don't come back to it. Here's an FDA official who reviews new drugs, and he's hospitalized for a mental disorder. Wow, what does that tell you? You know, that's in WorldNet Daily. It was May 27. The headline, if you wanted to Google it or search it, is FDA official who reviews new drugs hospitalized for, quote, mental disorder. He wrote about being taken from home in a rambling listserv note, and that was Jeffrey Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, Chief of Food and Drug Administrations, who posted a report on what happened to him. The police dispatch logged some information that he was transported from his home to a hospital for mental disorder at 3 a.m. on May 9, and the police declined to release a report on the incident. Well, if I had to be FDA and had to be approving drugs that I didn't believe in, I might get a mental disorder too. The incapacity to go along with what you have to say sometimes mentally when you know better, I think they're paying a high price for not telling the truth. So that's just my opinion anyway. Okay, on to this next one. Fauci's researchers find natural immunity superior to vaccines. Now this is WorldNet Daily again, and I like this. They're from the very start, Fauci has been saying that natural immunity is not good enough. We need shots, okay, boosters, something to help your immunity. Well, I think it dumbs down the immune system, and it's kind of like I used this once before in an explanation. When people and I've seen people in a medical office who caught a flu bug or something and have been sick for a week, and they say, I'm taking all this cold medicine and why aren't I well? The fact is that cold medicine has aspirin or Tylenol or ibuprofen to lower fever, help you feel better, and it also helps with pain so you don't feel so bad. But the fact is that the body uses fever to kill the virus. And if you're lowering your fever before your battle is won, you are weakening it so that you really don't get well. So bottom line is that pharma is symptomatic in its nature, helping the symptoms, but it does not really help to get well overall. And I believe that's the way these shots are too. Mild case of this or that, well, but pretty soon, not mild, they're in intensive care. And Israel reported 85 to 90% of the people filling their intensive cares were fully vaccinated. So how is that settled for you? And similar figures from the UK, with 90% of COVID deaths linked have been fully vaccinated. Well, don't give me a vaccination. I just would rather go to jail than and to mandate it is. Thank you very much, Biden. This is really mark of the beast, as far as I'm concerned. The beast power forces its way on others, and this is the beast power early warnings. So I'll just read this a little bit from this Fauci article. Researchers at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, which is where Fauci had been directing for decades now, they found that the mRNA vaccine target the COVID spike protein, and natural immunity recognizes the whole virus, providing superior protection. The bottom line to this was that in a blinded phase of Moderna's 30,000 adult COVID vaccine trial, only 40% who received the vaccine developed antibodies. And it's getting worse as time goes on. The placebo in this study was more than twice as high for participants who were given a placebo that got antibodies, more than twice as high, 93%. Significantly, researchers found that a placebo recipient, if he got the infection, in other words, no shot, he just, maybe it was water, but had a 71% chance of developing antibodies compared to only 15% of people who got antibodies if they had the vaccine. You know, the vaccine's supposed to give them, help their immunity, but only 15% developed antibodies after the shot when 71% who didn't have the shot got it. That's about nearly five times more. So don't give me a shot. That's the last thing I would want, basically. All right, that's one more. Let's see. And now, today's WorldNet Daily. I've been giving you WorldNet Daily stuff. Mask mandates actually increase death rate, contrary to the accepted thought that fewer people are dying. This study came out of Kansas, where there are 105 counties, and the state allows each county to decide whether or not they want to require masks. So 81 of them decided not to implement the mask measure, and they did better with lower mortality. In this result of this study, the masks in the fewer counties resulted in 1.5 times, or in other words, 50% more deaths compared to those that didn't have any mask. They figure that coughing into a mask and then rebreathing that was hazardous if you were getting sick. So this is bad. Bottom line, in my opinion, is God didn't make junk. He made a complex system that is that man cannot improve on. And when you see the medical caduceus with two snakes on it, you know the devil is the other snake. It is not good. Christ became sin for us when serpents were biting the Israelites in the wilderness just before going into the promised land. Moses was commanded to make a bronze serpent and people could look and live, realizing that Christ became sin for us and died for us. Well, but now two snakes on the medical caduceus means Satan is there relieving the symptoms, but people are dying at a faster rate than ever. Not good. So anyway, that's it on the mask. And let's see here. Brain fog after COVID, okay? This is a new research. Neurological impact could last more than a year. And just yesterday, I went to share a Bible study perspective. It was to some Sabbath keepers on the, and one lady there had the shot, and she was depressed and had, she had brain fog too, and high fever and so on. After her shot, she would never want another one, but she had made a what she considered a dumb mistake. I would agree with her on that. But here it was. This is in Yahoo News admitting it. NBC News quoted in Yahoo News that brain fog after COVID can last more than a year. It might be worse than that. Who knows at this point? Want to see what kind of time we have left? We are only halfway through this thing. I don't know what to say except, let's see here. It seems to me that a lot of the misinformation really is coming from mainstream media about what CDC or FDA or Fauci is saying to us. Because so much of it is actually reverse of Bible order. In Leviticus, I think it's the 13th chapter, there was a quarantine for the sick people. But as you recall, we had lockdowns of everybody. You know, that's a reversal of God's order. Masks also. We're made in God's image. Why mask up? we should be proud of His image. That he put his face on us, but to mask up is going along with a new world order, their ability to control us and see who is willing to be subject to them. I don't think so. I think we need to protest. I'm thankful to be living in Arizona where lots of people don't do that, and they don't enforce it, it seems like. I have been to only several situations where I had to wear a mask for a short time in an interview with somebody. But in most places, the post offices have the glass windows, the banks have the glass windows, that's fine, and et cetera. You can do your business at Walmart and other places without having to wear a mask, Home Depot, et cetera. So bottom line, suspect what they tell you. I think the whole thing is designed to make us sick and to feel like we've got to have a shot, when in reality, it's just the reverse. And I've appreciated Dr. Brian Ardis, A-R-D-I-S. If you see anything from him, excellent insights and the source of all of this trouble. He actually did some research that traced it to, would you believe, poisonous snakes, vipers, poison from them that the pharma is using in their shot. And sure enough, that's what is in the book of Numbers, I believe it is, just before entering the promised land, where Moses had to make a bronze serpent. That so there's more truth than poetry to the Bible in terms of some of the imagery. It's just that it was so far ahead of time, we never guessed that it could be like what they're doing to us now. But I believe it is. And the that's one example. Actually, and I've said this before, all five texts with the word physicians with an S on it have a negative context in the Bible. That's in the King James Bible. And I believe the Bible is ahead of us, not behind us. It tried to give us a warning, read between the lines. If you read the context, then it says that the physicians were asked to embalm Joseph's father. It suggests to me that they had so many losses of fatalities that they also did the embalming. And Job 13, verse 4 says, Job is calling his friends liars and miserable physicians in the same verse. It links lying and physicians. And King Asa, I believe it was, sought the physicians. He didn't seek the Lord. Well, that tells you there's a difference between what God would want and what the physicians will do. Christ, in two different places, referred to a woman who had an issue of blood, and she spent all her money on physicians and was no better. So that tells you, not good. And another example I like from John 5th chapter is the Pool of Bethesda. It was a mythologic healing that occurred there when an angel would trouble the waters, stir it, and the first person in would get healed. Well, we've got our Pool of Bethesda today. It's Bethesda, Maryland, home of NIH, National Institutes of Health. And taxes are pooled there, funded. They fund drug research to find out how to cure cancer or this or that or the other. Well, you know, they still haven't come up with it, because basically it comes down to what we put in our mouth. Are we smoking? You know, are we drinking? What are we drinking, etc.? And by the way, one thing overlooked by many, many people, and the media advertisers will want to tell you you can get antioxidants or something from green tea, or from, you know, coffee is good for the brain or what. But I can tell you it's not that way. There's about a dozen different things coffee can do to you. Starting at the top with your brain, it can create nervous problems and anxiety, so that you need a tranquilizer. And I wish I had a $10 bill now for everybody that I've seen over the years that wanted a tranquilizer, who was at the same time using quite a bit of caffeine each day. And so then also trouble with sleep. If you're drinking coffee, even if it's only in the morning, it may make sleep difficult or a problem. And my daughter got breast lumps working the night shift because she was drinking Cokes to try to stay awake. And I'm blocking on the name of the chemical in the caffeine that affects and creates breast lumps, but it's a real fact. Her doctor told her to quit drinking the Cokes, and sure enough, her lumps went away. But fibrocystic disease is the reason for the most surgeries on the breast are because of fibrocystic disease. They want to be sure that you don't have cancer, so they take it out or biopsy it. So not good that way. And I took cardiology, and in my rotation, I discovered in the coronary care unit they didn't allow coffee or tea. Yeah. It could trigger a fatal arrhythmia in the context of a heart attack, because it lowers the threshold for ventricular fibrillation. and it creates PVCs. We call that paroxysmal ventricular contractions, basically. Well, caffeine is one of the most powerful stimulants of gastric acid. It turns your acid on big time, so that gastritis and ulcers and GERD, gastroesophageal reflux, because it weakens the tone of the esophageal sphincter. And so the acid contents of the stomach can wash up into the lower esophagus and make you feel like, ooh, bad taste, you know, in your mouth. So cancer of the pancreas was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine back in 1981. It was, I think, March 12th. And they find a high association to coffee drinking compared, it did not show in smoking or drinking alcohol, but it did show in coffee drinking. So the researchers even quit drinking coffee because of that high linkage. That was hundreds of cases of cancer of the pancreas compared to a control group, a total of over 1,000. So that's, you know, and cancer of the bladder too, by the way, in women who drank two or more cups a day, a Harvard health letter said there was an association of coffee. Osteoporosis is another example, and Pavlov, the Russian scientist, called coffee bad habit glue. It glues our bad habits together, because when we drink coffee, we need a smoke to calm the nerves down, and it's hard to quit smoking if you're still drinking coffee. It gears your nerves up, and you need a smoke. You know, it's almost impossible to quit while you're drinking coffee. If you quit the caffeine at the same time you're quitting the cigarette, it's much easier to quit. I had a mayor in a little town of Southwest City, Missouri, who said, "Doc, I've tried many times. This is the easiest I've found it." And so, wishing him well. Bad habit glue, yes, it is. And so, eat good nutrition, and you'll have energy. You don't need to take a stimulant that's artificially stimulating your nerves. Well, coming down to the end on this segment here, I'd like to encourage you to go to a website that I have. It's called healthhappinessdestiny.com, and you can watch a DVD, which take 8 minutes of it. The diet will reduce your risk of COVID by 73% less severity if you eat a plant-based diet, and compared to regular eating that most people have. I grew up frying my hamburgers and eggs, but I've been a vegetarian most of my life since college, and I'm so happy to be 80 and in great health as a result, I think. So go to that website, healthhappinessdestiny.com. Watch the video, 8-minute introduction. You'll see Dr. Esselstein of the Cleveland Clinic speaking there and showing how to reverse most diseases. And at the same time, you can see a book there, the companion book. Both the DVD on Amazon costs about $9.79 plus $4 shipping, and the book, companion book, also about the same price, so that it's about a $24, $28 value if you order them separately. But I'm offering it for a donation of $9.99. You can get the book and the DVD and my latest book, a digital copy. I'll just send it to you. So go there and click the link. If you've been there before, I've recently changed because I think PayPal wasn't forwarding it. I'm using a different system now, and I hope that it will work for you. I appreciate your interest. I have to tell you, I'm planning to discontinue this series. I feel like I'm going to be out of town for more than a week next week, and it's a good time to quit. I hope to be back another time, maybe with the three wise men on Tuesday mornings. I'd like to ask them if they would have a certain feature, maybe a health feature for 10 minutes or so, something like that maybe. I don't know. But anyway, we're coming to big times next year, and the book that I asked you to get at healthhappinessdestiny.com will explain it. Why next year? Three timelines pointing to next year. And seven events that also point. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you again.